Our Holy Gospel this 12th Sunday of Pentecost comes from the Gospel of Luke in the 12th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, "Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give alms. Make purses for yourselves that do not wear out, an unfailing treasure in heaven where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Be dressed for action, and have your lamps lit. Be like those who are waiting for their master to return from the wedding banquet, so that they may open the door for him as soon as he comes and knocks. Blessed are those slaves whom the master finds alert when he comes. Truly I tell you, he will fasten his belt and have them sit down to eat, and he will come and serve them. If he comes during the middle of the night or near dawn and finds them so, blessed are those slaves. But know this, if the owner of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour." The Gospel of our Lord. Please be seated. There's a certain amount of insecurity in our text today. What I mean by that is there's a certain amount of insecurity when it comes to how we are called to fulfill our role as faithful Christians. There is a certain amount of insecurity because this God that we follow, this Savior, Jesus Christ, makes promises regarding our faith and our fate. And if we are to trust God, we have to risk being wrong. We have to risk sacrificing for potentially nothing. But the thing about stepping out in faith is I don't think that it's ever really for nothing. Because regardless of the start of the journey, regardless of where the journey ends, there is a journey. And if we travel this road in faith, there is hope that this is a journey that is truly worthy of us. Our reading from Hebrews today reminds us that faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. And it is by faith that Abraham journeyed from Ur to the Promised Land. And though he was not the one who was destined to stay in that promised land that would be given to his descendants, that does not mean that his journey wasn't worthwhile. In fact, I think if you ask those whose lives he had touched along the way, many would have definitely considered his journey worthwhile. The glory of God was made known to the rulers in Egypt and neighboring tribes and nations throughout Abraham's journey. Abraham's devotion to his nephew Lot allowed Lot and then his children to survive multiple potential disasters. And all these things took place because, by faith, Abraham obeyed the Lord. But things aren't always that easy, are they? When Christ tells us to sell our possessions and give alms, Christ is telling us to do something that seems pretty counterintuitive to our own self-preservation. After all, even though we trust that God provides, if God provides, then we are going to need at least some of the stuff that we've received from God. But then the question that we need to ask ourselves in all of this, a question I think that many of us struggle with, is what does it mean to have our treasure in heaven? A literal reading of this text would have us believe that we are being asked to sell everything we own and give it back to God. And perhaps for some of us that is our calling. But I think that a better question to ask in light of this particular text would be to ask, where is our priority? By faith, Abraham moved away from home and into the world, away from his family, knowing that the fullness of the promise would not be fulfilled during his lifetime. But Abraham's trust of the promise and his priority was on God. Funny thing is, though, is that God never promised Abraham that his journey was going to be easy. God never promised Abraham that he wouldn't have reason to doubt, that maybe he would be afraid for his life from time to time. But God's promise to Abraham that he would have many descendants who would inhabit the land promised them looked beyond Abraham to a broader curve of history. And Abraham trusted that which he could not see, that which he could never experience. I think in some ways, that's what our time here at Messiah is all about, isn't it? But what I mean is that we all gather here in hope and in faith. We gather here because we believe that God has called us to live together and work together for the benefit of each other and our neighbor in need. And gathering in hope and faith, we have all joined together to be a part of this journey of faith that begins here at Messiah. And it is truly a journey. Messiah cannot and will not be stagnant. Messiah changes. Messiah grows. It develops all her own. And as members, we are invited to travel this journey together in the same faith that Abraham had. Abraham had a destination. He had a promise. And Messiah has a destination, and Messiah has a promise as well. But the thing about traveling to a destination, whether it's just a few miles away or several days or a year's journey, is we can never fully anticipate the challenges that are ahead of us. If we're driving across the country, we can't anticipate every traffic slowdown or construction zone or flat tire. If we're journeying across time with those that we care about, we can't anticipate every potential pitfall or accident. We can't always know in advance what might cause hurt feelings. But still, we journey together. The thing is, here at Messiah, I don't think that we can possibly know all the challenges that might face us. We can't anticipate every possible scenario. But we are called, we are still called to step out in faith in the hopes of what will come at the end of the journey. Because the end of the journey isn't reliant on us. The end of the journey has very little to do with the struggles that Messiah might currently face. No, indeed, I tell you that this journey is one that has its roots in the gospel of Jesus Christ, a gospel that invites us to focus not on the treasures of this world, but the promise of the next. This journey has its continuation in how we touch each other's lives, how we work together as one community of faith, and then reach out and touch our neighbor in need through all the ministries we do, whether it's clothes swaps, backpack programs, quilts, homeless bags. It goes on and on. And our journey has its ending, its ultimate destination, in the fulfillment of this promise of the gospel of Christ. Truly, I tell you, our journey together here as Messiah is not about victory in our human sense, but in divine victory found through Jesus Christ, who gives us all life. For this is our truth. The truth that Abraham hoped in, the hope that has found its fulfillment in Christ. Our every blessing is found in the promise of the kingdom at work through Jesus Christ, our Lord and the Holy Spirit. And if our blessings are indeed found in Christ, then whatever comes next is in Christ's hands. Messiah is in the hands of God. And if Messiah is in the hands of God, then the journey that we are on will ultimately find safe passage through the promise that we are all given. That the promise that we are given is indeed fulfilled through the work of Christ our Lord, who then gives us purpose. And in this promise, we find the gift of eternal life. Eternal life granted along the journey. A journey where we all experience and live into the work of the kingdom of God for all God's people. Amen.